Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Listen, whoever did whatever they did to Mother Nature, just apologize. Dude.
For real. Over it at this point.
Yeah, it's like, I think everybody loves a few days every year where you get like the cold snap. You're like, oh, this is kind of cool. You know, you can have a bonfire or, I don't know, put on a sweater or a sweatshirt and you feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been going on and on. Yesterday was brutal. It was like, if you have kids, yesterday was like the worst day ever. It was,
why?
Well, it's just cold and rainy and there's nothing to do.
Like, oh, because your kids are stuck inside.
They're stuck inside and here, kids are not used to be held hostage inside. Like if they want to be inside, it's their choice, but they can always go outside and play. Yesterday with that rain and that wind and the cold, it was like, oh my God, you had to get really, really creative. Keep the kids happy yesterday.
It is so funny. It's all about perspective because yesterday could not have been better weather after Gasparilla.
Right.
Hungover, laying in bed.
Netflix.
It's all doom and gloom outside.
I Netflixed
so hard yesterday.
I get it.
It was
like,
great.
Yeah.
Uber Eats. I didn't even move.
Did you really?
No. So great.
You were the ultimate consumer yesterday. Consuming Netflix, consuming local restaurants, just everything.
Give it all to me as long as I don't have to move.
I got up this morning and I was like, I turned on my car and it was like 45. And I'm like, no, not 45. Like, those two numbers are terrible even if you flip them. Like, even 54 is not good. I don't want to wake up in that. Like, nothing was good about it. And then another shot at some rain tomorrow, and it's going to be in the 60s today, but windy, and 60 tomorrow, and windy.
It's going to be a long week of cold.
It's a long week of just...
Thankfully, we've got your chance at Luke Bryan tickets, though, because that can turn things around quickly.
Well, Country Thunder has a way to warm your heart, right? And so does Luke Bryan. Luke Combs, too, is going to be there as well, so it's a big deal. Your first shot is going to be coming up at 7 a.m. this morning. We're going to have to listen from 7 to 8, hear the back-to-back Luke songs. And the ninth caller will be in on Country Thunder. So, yes, warming you up with Luke Bryan. That's on the way at 7 this morning.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know, there are stories that make you feel good, and then there's stories that just make you feel, like, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
This dog over the weekend in Iowa was in a shelter and was scheduled to be euthanized. Don't worry. This story is amazingly good. I would never be a bad dog.
Good.
Story.
I was like, why are you starting off my week with a sad story?
No. You know, I love dogs more than anybody. I would never do this. Well, it's heartbreaking, these kill shelters, what they do. So they euthanize this dog.
Because they get overcrowded. They don't have the room for it.
So they euthanize the dog. After they were done, they're, you know, carrying the dog away. Dog wakes up.
What?
The dog wakes up. This is in Iowa. You can see the story. The dog wakes up. And so the people at the shelter were like, well, what do we do?
Oh my gosh.
And the woman who runs the shelter is like, well, technically we euthanized him, but he came back. But we did what we had to do. But then he came back. So we'll just have to, like, let him live again. Which definitely.
Oh my gosh.
So he just got adopted yesterday for his forever home. They put him back on the adoption list. Oh my gosh, it's incredible.
He got a second chance at life.
Like, literally second chance, like, because he was gone. Like, they had done everything they had to do. He was gone, and then he was back. He's happy. He's great. His name's Rudolph. That's they named him Rudolph.
Oh my gosh, now that I'm seeing him, he's a cutie.
Oh my God, unbelievable. And then they have a quote from the vet, and the vet said they couldn't believe it. They've never seen anything like it. And so he had a ton of applications, obviously, after the story went out. But Jesus, doesn't that make me feel good? Like, that's, I don't know.
It does. I got chills. I can't believe came back to life. And then he got adopted. Because usually when that happens, they've been in the shelter a long time.
Right.
Everyone's been passing over the dog for whatever reason.
No.
Now, look, not only did he come back, but now he's got a forever home.
So Rudolph, this morning, will be waking up. Well, Iowa, they're a few hours behind us. But he'll be waking up in his forever home for the first time. And he beat death. I think that's just absolutely great.
I love it.
And then we got Mutt Monday coming up at 8:25.
Yeah, you could rescue your own Rudolph.
We got our own puppy here in the Tampa Bay area that we're going to try to help. 8:25 this morning on the Morning Crew. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
So, Luke Bryan had his Crash My Playa party the end of last week in Mexico on the beach.
Everybody was there, it seems like.
Oh, man, the Instagrams were like... Actually, the Instagrams, to be honest, they were torture for me.
Oh, you're jealous.
All the pics and videos, man. Dustin Lynch, who was the certified mayor of it.
Yep.
Him and the tequila on the beach. I mean, I'm sitting there. And, of course, the weather we had, I was just like, oh, my God.
Thomas Rhett was there. He had on a bunch of sombreros and stuff. They were posting to his Insta story.
Well, after Crash My Playa, Luke Bryan was off to a really rigorous week in Hawaii. And
wow.
As he was leaving
hard life.
Riviera Maya, his luggage fell out of the back of the car.
Womp womp.
Luke Bryan lost his luggage.
But did someone return it?
Somebody did return it. He was able to find his luggage. But we really tell you this story just so you know that these people, although they drink tequila on the beaches, they play great country music in the sand, that sometimes things happen to them like happen to normal people like us.
Yeah, except if it happened to us, someone would keep it.
Right.
Except this time it was Luke Bryan, so they were like, let me see if I can make friends with him.
Randy Houser is pregnant. Well, his wife's pregnant, but he had something to do with that.
That would be a story.
That would be so. Randy Houser's having a baby. Him and his wife are having a baby. They posted a really cool Instagram video. He was wearing this shirt that said Daddy Houser. She was wearing Mama Houser.
Oh, cute.
And their little golden doodles in the middle of the picture.
That's, oh, I love that photo.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So congratulations to the Housers.
Yeah.
Get ready. Save up for Christmas. It's going to be expensive, Randy. You'll be all right, though. And Kelly Clarkson, she's got big news.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the Kelly Clarkson Show, kind of. Our site is under construction right now. I literally cannot wait to do this show in the fall of 2019.
Well, that's Kelly Clarkson. She is going to get her own talk show now.
Yeah, she's going to be hosting a talk show, and it's going to air right before Ellen. Do you think that's a good move? Do you think people are going to tune in?
I don't know. It's
hard. It's a hard thing. I remember when Bethany from The Real Housewives, she tried to do a talk show.
I know.
It's a really, really hard shtick.
I think the thing is it's like, so are you done with music and you're good, then you're going to do this, or are you going to try to do both? If you try to do both, it's really, really tough.
Spreading yourself too thin.
Right. But we wish her the best, Kelly Clarkson.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, on the way next, it's Charlie's Motivational Mondays. This is my daughter, Charlie, reading motivational quotes. Just, you know, to get your Monday up rolling and get you going, because look, we all know how it is.
Yeah, everyone could use a little boost in their morale on a Monday.
I know, it's like a lot of people already got up, checked their email, and they're like, oh no. Hey, we're with you. We do the same thing.
Yep.
So my daughter will give you a little bit of inspiration and a motivational quote. Also, starting at 7, we're just minutes away. You're listening for those back-to-back Luke Bryan songs because we're sending you to Country Thunder.
Yeah, and not just that either. We're going to throw some money in with it.
Throw some money in. So 7 a.m., you're listening between 7 and 8 for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs. Busy hour ahead. It's 99.5 QIK. Here's my 8-year-old daughter, Charlie, and this is her Monday motivation for y'all heading to work. Listen.
Don't let somebody else's opinion of you become your reality.
You know, I think that's so important.
The truth.
I have to throw that to people on Facebook, too, like the real negative people on Facebook.
Yep.
There's not many, but the ones who are, they're really negative. And I always say, like, I get this. Like, you have an opinion of me or the show, and you're just mad that your opinion of it, like, I don't give your opinion permission to become my reality.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's called an opinion.
Right.
It's not fact.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it means nothing. Unless the person is really doing way better than you and is an expert in your field or whatever, they really have no room to comment.
Right. And they're just doing that to vent their own frustrations,
right,
or whatever.
Other stuff going on. Don't let it affect you.
So listen, you're heading to work this morning. You might have a challenging thing going on. Just remember my 8-year-old daughter, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well said, Charlie.
Good job, Charlie. I tell her, too. She says she's going to tell all her friends at school. I was like, yeah.
Tell
all your friends at school, too. It's 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
All right, we are in the zone. We're in the zone right now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Luke Bryan. You're listening for the two songs back to back. All right, I want you.
It could happen at any time this hour.
But it's going to happen. Yeah, it's definitely going to happen before 8. But you're listening for back to back Luke songs. So if we play one Luke song and there's not another one after that, that doesn't count.
Right.
Okay. It's got to be back-to-back
two
Luke
songs.
Two songs. Right? And then up for grabs, of course, you're going to get tickets to Luke Bryan at Country Thunder, which is March 24th. That's awesome. And then you're qualified. This is huge. You're going to be hanging out with Luke. Plus, we're going to shove $2,000 in your pocket.
Yeah, wear some loose pants. You're going to need some room for all this cash.
Usually it'd be like, oh, you know, we're back with Luke. Luke's buying the beers. No, you'll be buying the beers. You got
$2,000.
Yeah, so be listening for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs. Could happen any time now before 8 o'clock. If you know a huge Luke fan, you may want to shoot him a text.
Yeah, be listening.
Or tag him online. 99.5 QIK. Hey, Shannon, what's going on, girl?
Not much.
Well, usually Mondays, a challenge. We're never excited for Monday, but Shannon, we got great news for you.
What is that?
You got
What is it?
What is that?
I'm hoping it's the tickets.
You got those tickets to Luke Bryan Country Thunder, Shannon. You're in.
Awesome.
Woo!
Also qualified, too, to hang out with Luke backstage. You know, just a little hang out with Luke backstage. Plus, we'll throw $2,000 at you. You're qualified for that.
Nice.
Doesn't this make Mondays awesome?
It's better than it started, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Good job, Shannon. It's 99.5 QIK. Hang on a second, okay?
Perfect.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so another shot. We're talking about Luke Bryan here. 11 a.m. is the next hour you're going to want to listen for the back-to-back Luke songs. Chance at getting those Country Thunder tickets.
Yep.
Little meet and greet with Luke and $2,000.
Yeah, and a ticket upgrade. So you're going to be VIP.
VIP, all VIP with Luke Bryan. So between 11 and noon on 99.5 QIK, listen for those songs. Tropicana Field. This is crazy. I tell you, I'm just shocked that they're doing this. I guess it's a good thing, but the Rays have announced in 2019, well, that's this year, this season.
Yep.
It is going to be the first cash-free sports venue in North America. They will not accept cash at the Rays game.
No cash whatsoever. So you're just going to have to pay with credit card, debit card. Those are your only options, unless maybe they get Apple Pay or something.
Well, they don't, because what I was reading is if you have cash, you can go and take the cash and trade it in for gift cards and then use those cards to swipe.
Oh, my gosh. That's too much work.
Too much work
for some nachos.
I get, like, a lot of people want to use credit cards and everything, but sometimes you just have cash, and it's like you just want to use the cash. Then I was thinking, like, you know, I'll go to some Rays games with my buddies, you know, and it's like, and I'll have cash, so I'll buy the beers in cash. That way,
right.
Like...
No evidence.
Right. That way my wife didn't be like, wait a minute.
You had 12 beers?
You spent $150 in beer? You know? And I was like, no, I bought them for my buddy. You know, we were kind of taking turns buying rounds, stuff like that. But now, no, it'll all be, there'll be documentation of all the beers or nachos. I mean, whatever you're going to spend your money on.
You got to open a second bank account if you drop a little too much money at the Rays game. You need to hide it.
Yeah. I am looking down here, too, that they will accept Apple Pay, Samsung Pay. I didn't even know they had Samsung Pay. And then, like, those Rays cards I was telling you about. But no cash.
I think this is the move that a lot of places are going to start going towards. And I remember when I was up in D.C. visiting, I went to a salad shop and I went to pay with cash.
What is a salad shop?
Well, hold on. They have salads.
It's just, that's it?
Yeah, that's all they have, a salad. It's like Chipotle, but all salads.
It was just funny the way you said a salad shop.
That's what it was.
Like if you go to a pizza place, you don't say, I went to a pizza shop. Or
some
do you?
Some people do.
Do they? All right.
Okay, fine. I went to a salad restaurant.
Sounds like the most boring shop ever, by the way.
I went to a fast casual salad restaurant.
You went to a garden. Okay.
I went there, and I went to pay at the end for this freaking $12 salad. And they go, oh, no, we don't accept cash here. I go, wait a second. What do you mean you don't accept cash here? They're like, yeah, we're cashless. I thought cash was accepted everywhere. This is America. I thought I could pay with this trendy currency.
Posh salad place. They don't do that.
Yeah, cashless.
But the Rays are saying, like, this is going to really expedite the lines. Like, you won't be waiting in lines. People are just going to swipe and go. And so that's
nice.
The reason. And I'm like, well, that's pretty true. So that's a good idea. No more cash at the Rays games.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so real big weekend in Tampa Bay area, obviously, with Gasparilla.
Yeah.
Although the weather was like, man, I'm telling you, if you're out on the water this weekend, you are like this should be like, you're a different kind of Gasparilla partier. Like, you are in it to win it.
You're a trooper. And some of the pirates did not get the memo, because I saw a lot of ladies wearing next to nothing. I knew that they were freezing.
My wife and I went out and into a little bar crawl after Gasparilla. And
that's what we did. We went out after.
After, yeah. And same thing. I'm like, did they just not, like, look at their phone this morning to see what the weather was going to be? And they were, like, in pain. Like, it was, like, freezing cold in pain.
Yeah. Fishnet stockings are not very warm.
No, it's just not. Well, 800.
How would you know?
Huh?
How would you know?
I lost a few bets.
Okay.
Wait.
Fantasy football league will get you, I guess.
It was before kids. I lost a few bets. 800. Damn it. 800-992-1099. Finish this sentence, okay? I can't believe my friend did this, Gasparilla. Call us now, 800-992-1099. Can't believe my friend did this at Gasparilla. Call us or text us if you don't have time to call. We'd love for you to call us. So I will say, we were at one spot, and this guy, he was a true pirate, like true pirate.
You kind of question, does he dress like this year-round, or is it just for Gasparilla?
He was really comfortable in the pirate outfit, like, and feeling really loose. Well,
like, as comfortable as you in fishnets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he was getting a lot of positive attention from people. People were clapping. Well, he was overserved a little bit. So he had to go home in an Uber, which was good.
Yeah, well, that's good that he didn't drink and drive.
But he left his phone sitting on the bar. I was like, listen, you know, there's got to be a penalty for leaving your phone at the bar after Gasparilla. So we grabbed the phone and started taking pictures and video.
What? The pirate didn't lock his phone?
Well, it doesn't matter if you lock it. You just swipe right and it goes to your camera.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't matter, yeah. And so we started taking pictures and video, and the bartender comes up and she goes, hey, what are you guys doing? And I was like, that guy left his phone. And she goes, oh, God, he's a regular. He does this all the time. And she's like, so what are you doing? I was like, taking pictures and video. And she's like, are you really? So she took the phone and she started walking around doing pictures and video. It was absolutely great.
That's
amazing. This is like my new, I can't wait for people to leave the phone at the bar, because this is what I'm going to start doing. So, like, I was so excited. We were, like, playing games and we were, like, singing songs. And then we were asking, like, we did, like, a TV show.
Started interviewing people?
We started interviewing people. And then we were getting close-ups of, like, beer and oysters and all kinds of stuff. It was great.
Oh, that's great. Well, he'll have some gems on his phone.
They said his name was Charlie, so when Charlie goes back and gets his phone, he's going to have a blast.
Charlie the pirate.
Exactly. All right, what can't you believe your friend did at Gasparilla? 800-992-1099. Call us now. We'll get your calls on the way. It's QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can't believe my friend did this at Gasparilla. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Can't believe my friend did this at Gasparilla. I'm not going to blow him out of the water. I'll save that story for something else. But I know we have some texts coming in.
Yeah, someone from St. Pete said, my friend asked a guy in a kilt if he was hanging loose, and the guy decided to lift his kilt, and the answer was yes. Oh my gosh, you got flashed?
The answer was yes. They asked for it. You can't, at Gasparilla, here's the thing. If you challenge someone to do something at Gasparilla, they're going to do it.
Oh, believe me, I was on the other end of that one time. My friends asked me, I do not mess with reptiles, snakes. I don't really like birds either.
You hate birds. I knew that. Yeah.
I really like dogs. That's my animal of choice. But so we were at Gasparilla one year, and there was this guy with a massive boa constrictor walking around. Of course, I had had some, you know,
cocktails,
some beverages,
yeah, sure.
And my friends knew that I was terrified of snakes. So they said, we dare you to go up to that guy and ask him if you can put the snake around you. So for about 2 seconds, I thought I was Britney Spears from that video, and I put this ginormous snake around me. And then once it was on me, I had a little bit of a panic attack. I was like, okay, get it off. Once I kind of sober up for a second.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody says throw something down,
I did it,
they're going to do it, right?
Because then they bought my next round of drinks.
What would
that
you
was
have,
the deal.
Looking back at that experience, okay, would you do that again? Or would you rather have seen what this texter saw?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to see someone's Frankenbeans. Well, no, I will watch the snake for sure.
Which snake?
No. I would do the boa. I would pretend to be Britney Spears
all right,
one more time.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
FGL 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. On the way next, my 8-year-old daughter, Charlie. She's doing Charlie's Motivational Mondays.
Oh, her voice is so cute.
It's so funny. She always says to me, she's like, so, like, when they grow up and they get a job, like, are they stressed out and go to work? I say, oh, yeah, a lot of people are, you know, it's tough. And she's like, well, I want to help them. I'm going to give them a motivational quote on Mondays. I was like, all right. So, 7
really
o'clock,
cute.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and we'll play you her 8 o'clock version next, right after Dylan Scott. Motivational Mondays. Help you deal with anything you're going to face today at work. Maybe your boss is like...
the worst.
The worst. Charlie will get you through it. 99.5 QIK.
Motivational kid quotes. 99.5 QIK.
All right, here we go. It's Charlie's Motivational Monday. It's my 8-year-old daughter, Charlie. Handing out to everybody going to work in Tampa Bay a little motivation.
Yeah, she's got such a sweetheart.
Here is this hour's motivation quote.
Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears.
She read about this quote.
That was deep.
Well, she read about this quote yesterday, and she said, you know, it's so true. She goes, do you know what we worry about becomes a reality? But if we just focused on the dreams... and those would come true, but instead we worry about our fears and we live it out every day. I said, you're right, Char.
Gosh, she's so smart.
It's very deep today, I know. But this is good ammo for you, wherever you're going today, whether a challenge you're facing, to think about that. Well, I'm not going to focus on my fears. I'm just going to live out the dreams.
Yeah, for real. Now, don't come to us when you quit your job, you start living your dream, you move down to Key West, and you're broke.
Hold on, keep going. Keep going.
Oh, that is your dream.
Keep going. I love this. You can, but why would you say that? You can make anything happen.
No, if somebody wanted to quit, you can. You just got to have a plan to make it happen.
I don't think you need a plan. You need to absolutely just suck it up and keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely don't let your fear stop you from anything, but at the same time, have a plan.
Some people overplan and it gets in their way. They spend 20 years of their life planning and not doing. It's everyone's problem. It's too many plans, not enough dues.
All right.
I'll give you one right here. And this is just, I use this all the time, okay?
Another quote?
Yeah, this is just for me.
Oh, double quote day.
Mark's
okay.
Motivational Mondays. I'm stealing it from my daughter. But no, this is true. If you look at the word done, right? Done, get something
D-O-N,
done.
D-O-N, yes.
What are the first two letters?
Do.
Boom.
D-O.
Just blew your mind. You have to do to get it done.
It's true.
All right, 99.5
QIK. Thanks for that, Mark. I feel
free.
So motivated.
This is all free advice, by the way.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Once in a while here at the radio show, we play a game called Surprise Conference Call. That's when you were calling the radio station to win tickets, but we had already given the tickets away, but you're still calling, and we surprise conference you with another person who's still calling to win tickets
after they
were given away.
Wrong for this.
Probably
for the record.
I would say once every 2 months we play this on the air, surprise conference call. And this morning we had given away this Luke Bryan ticket. This is a great prize, okay? By the way, another shot at 11 a.m. You're listening for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs between 11 and noon. Caller 9 will get the tickets to Country Thunder,
yep.
Which is great. But you're qualified. $2,000. Mm. Backstage hang with Luke.
Yep. And right. VIP tickets.
Platinum seats. I mean, it's just incredible. Okay. So this morning we did this between 7 and 8, just like we will tomorrow. And afterwards, it's like 10 minutes after and people are still calling. Because I get it. You're excited and everything.
Right.
And I'm like, well, we've already given the tickets away. So let's play.
Surprise conference call.
Surprise conference call.
Oh, my gosh.
So this week, conference two lines together. And here's how it unfolded.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. How are you? I'm good. Am I caller nine?
Oh, I don't know. I called in too. So I have a voice.
Am I caller nine? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Am I caller nine?
I don't know. I'm not the radio station. I called in too.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is really weird.
The radio station's number. It says right on my phone, WQYK.
I know. So does mine.
Let's add. All right. We got two. We had two lines going. Let's add another one in here in a second.
So what do we do?
I guess just wait a minute.
Okay.
All right, add another one in. Here's another line.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this the radio station?
No, this was. I was calling into the radio
terrible
station.
Over there.
Oh,
terrible.
Okay. Goodbye.
They all hug up. There you go. That is surprise.
Even Kevin's laughing, and he's the
it's
nice
funny
one.
When he heard it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's surprise conference call. Mark and Melanie, QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Hey, this is awesome. Making Mondays great again with Mutt Monday. It's my favorite time of the day on Monday.
It is Mutt Monday. The song sticks in my head.
I know.
As soon as I wake up on Monday, I get excited. I get to meet a puppy.
Pet Pal Animal Shelter from St. Pete will be in here in just about 5 minutes to bring in a pup that needs a home. So we need your help. We'll do a video, too, on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And really love it when you guys all just band together and like and share. Even if, you know, you can't handle a dog right now in your life, in your home. But if you like and share and help get the stories out, and it just kind of gets everything rolling on social media, it's so cool.
And yeah, and our pup from last week got adopted.
Got adopted last Thursday. That was Sage. So, so cool. So thank you guys for that. That's all on you guys. You guys made that happen.
Yep,
so
thank you.
Monday is on the way in just about 5-6 minutes with Pet Pal Animal Shelter and Tito's Handmade Vodka. They are vodka for dog people, by the way. Friends of Tito's.
Love that.
Oh, love that. 99.5 QYK and Michael Ray is on right now.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK. A doctor forever friend today.
This is truly making Mondays great again. We got a chance to help a pup right here. Pet Pal Animal Shelter, St. Petersburg. Max is here. And
Max is so smiley, so cute and fun.
Pat and Cricket are also here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
Hi.
Matt, Max is a surrender. So yes. How long have you guys had him?
Geez, not even a couple of weeks, really.
So he
was surrendered.
Brand new to the shelter.
Yes. And he's he is smart. He needs some attention. Very athletic.
Oh, he's one, right? So he needs attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
Max would be a great dog if you are interested in taking a dog to a dog park.
Yes.
That you want to go throw a bone and have him go run or a frisbee and get it out at the dog beach. He's a very active dog.
Yes, he is very active.
We're going to jump
Max
on.
Max already made progress with
him. I know, he already was sitting.
He's sitting and laying down.
His eyes are beautiful. He's got these really like hazily
beautiful
sparkly
dogs.
Eyes.
Yes,
it's so
right.
Sweet. Can't you just tell by looking at him just how adorable, like how kind he is?
This is the only reason I like Mondays. You guys come in here and you bring us dogs. I'm serious. Like this is
a present to you.
No, it is raises present. Like I don't know what the chemical is in your body. Like when you just start to feel
the
good.
Dopamine.
Like, is that it? Is
yes.
Endorphins.
I'm swimming in dopamine right now.
Like there's those scientific studies about bringing dogs to schools when kids are stressed out.
Yeah,
and
I buy into it. Trust me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The second the dog comes in, I'm like yes.
So we're going to jump over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page here in just a second with a video of Max. And we would love it if you guys could just continue to like and share. Sage got adopted last week, our dog from last week.
Yay!
Congrats
on
that. Sweet girl. Sweet girl. That's just
forever home.
Yeah, so we got to keep that going. We'll go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page here in just a second. And if you haven't liked the page, like it so you can jump on and see the video. And thank you guys for your help. Also, thank you to our friend from Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Yes, and Max is dressed in Tito's.
I saw that.
He's got his Tito's
gear on.
He's got a
Tito's
bandana.
There you go. All right, we'll see y'all on Facebook. Thanks for the help and the support for Monday.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. You ever been sick-shamed? Sick-shamed.
Sick-shamed. So what is that?
You come to work and you're sick and you're kind of bragging like, oh, I'm sick, but I'm here anyway. And then all your coworkers are like, boo, get out of here. Go home. Don't get a sick.
Take your plague with you.
Here's the thing. I am, and I'll admit, I am a sick shamer. I will shame people when they're sick. When people come to work and they're like, I have a fever, but I'm here. I'm like, go home. Like,
why are you here?
Yeah. Congratulations. You came to work
but
for one day sick with a fever and everybody else is going to get it now.
I just love, too, that they always have to let everybody know. Not only do you come in, but you've got to tell everybody that you're not feeling well.
Yeah. It's like you come to work like, hey, Bob, how you doing? I just tested positive for the flu. Okay, Bob, go home. I don't know why you're here. Kevin and I are so hardcore. Kevin, how bad do we shame people who are sick? We're like, why are you here?
Yeah, why come in? There's no point.
Okay, well, you're the pot calling the kettle black because Kevin sick. Came.
It's an allergy issue. I don't have a fever.
It's not contagious.
It's not.
What if it could turn into something? This might be the beginning of.
I won't come in.
Yeah, and I don't think you will. I will say this. It's a lot of people coming sick who don't have kids because when you have kids, you realize how when sickness spreads to your house, how awful it is. I would never come to work sick, like with a fever, because I wouldn't want another parent to get it and then go home and give it to their kids, and then it goes all through, and then the dog gets sick.
So just screw people who don't have kids. They can get sick.
Well, they shouldn't come to work. And by the way, when you're, like, single and you don't have kids, why do you want to come to work anyway?
That's
like,
true.
That's that's like a built-in excuse to stay home and Netflix and do whatever, right?
That's true, yeah. If you got a sick day, take it.
800-992-1099. I'm really interested to talk to people who are, like, career sick shamers, like I am. Like, I admit it. Like, I clown on people all day. I'm like, please go home. Remember down the hall at the other radio station at Wild, that Mark Baggio?
Mm-hmm.
Last year he came in.
Yeah, that's right.
Certifiably had the flu, like dragging himself
and
up and down.
Told
everybody.
Everybody always has to tell everyone. That's the part. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, dude, go home. Like, you're not going to win an award.
I'm not going
to
go home.
I'm not, dude. They need me, bro. They need me. I'm like, ah, you need to go to the hospital. Call
this
us now.
This could be you, Kevin.
It's not me.
God, I hope you don't get sick, Kevin. We're going to look really stupid tomorrow if we're doing this right now.
I know.
All right, 800-992-1099. Are you a sick shamer? Or were you someone that was recently sick shamed? Call and give us a story.
Yeah, why'd you go to work?
Yeah, why'd you go to work? What were you trying to prove? 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Listen, who says binge-watching shows don't save lives? I'm telling you. This is a great story. This guy saved this woman's life. He used CPR that he learned from The Office. There's an episode from The Office.
Yeah.
Where Michael Scott takes a CPR class.
Yep.
And this guy is Arizona. He's like, I remembered the episode. I did what I was told to do.
He saw this woman inside of a car and he noticed, obviously, that she wasn't okay. She was passed out. So he checked her pulse and then he goes, oh, man, I need to do CPR. And then It clicked. A light bulb went off, and he channeled his inner Mike Scott. His name, by the way, is Cross Scott, the guy who did it. Isn't that funny?
Crazy.
Same last name.
I mean, all of this just, it's so weird. It's like, what do they call that? I guess that's kind of like
serendipity,
a...
serendipity in the right place at the right time, and you happen to have seen that episode of The Office.
Here was the episode.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
Not that part.
No, it's staying alive.
Okay. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Wait for
staying
it.
Staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
There you go. That actually saved somebody's life in real life.
Yeah, so the woman ended up being okay, and it was all because of this guy, Cross Scott,
who watched
The Office.
Who, by the way, is 21 years old. So you wouldn't think a 21-year-old would remember, episodes from The Office.
He probably, if he would have taken a CPR training, might not have remembered it, but the fact that he remembered it from The Office.
Cross Scott channels his inner Michael Scott to save someone's life.
And now the woman's alive. She was able to stay alive.
I was just going to say, you have to do that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.